The big picture weather story will be quiet and relatively mild for the next several days. It looks like the weather will take a step back into late summer mode, as highs are expected to reach the 70s in most areas through Saturday. It also looks to stay generally dry through Saturday, and then by early next week, the rain chances will increase. And frankly, it's been dry, and as you know, there are areas that are in a drought now, so the rain is needed, so hopefully that does come together for early next week. But before we get to that, the weather is going to be good as we go through the remainder of this week, and that means things are looking great if you have plans to be outside. If you're going to be outside late this afternoon into this evening, the weather shouldn't cause you any major issues. There is the small chance of a spotty shower across the north, but otherwise, the weather should be pretty pleasant, though in some spots you are going to want to have a jacket. And overnight, we'll see lows in the 40s and 50s. It's not going to be as cold as the past few nights, and of course, with temperatures that warm, the frost and freeze will not be a concern, though the growing season has already ended across much of our area. Some areas of fog are likely to form tonight, so there are going to be some foggy areas tomorrow morning, and that fog will slowly lift as the morning moves along. We'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds, and high temperatures should reach up into the 70s in most areas tomorrow afternoon, and the humidity will be up slightly, but it's not going to be that kind of midsummer tropical humidity that we don't usually see around here during the month of September, especially late. And the weather looks to remain quiet through Friday into Saturday. Again, both days are going to be up into the 70s, so if you have things to do outside, it's really going to be quite pleasant. A quick check on the tropics, and at this point, there are no active systems in the tropical Atlantic. It's the first time in a long time for that. The remnants of Beta are still bringing rain to portions of the Gulf Coast, and there has been quite a bit of rain there. And the remnants of Teddy are still impacting Atlantic Canada with some rain and wind. Now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, a low of 46 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, a high of 68 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, a low of 46 to 54. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, a high of 68 to 74. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, a low of 48 to 56. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, a low of 48 to 54, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the mid-70s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, warm, and pleasant, with highs in the 70s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.